Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I once got to meet one of my favorite living pastors, a man named Harry Reeder. And Harry talked to me about the need for a young pastor to have the three M's, motivators, mentors, and models. Motivators, mentors, and models. Now, motivators are often younger folks. They're the sort of folks who get really excited about the work of ministry and they give you encouragement. A motivator will get you psyched up and eager to go out to do the work of ministry. Mentors, well, they're usually older folks who have great wisdom and insight. They have walked the road before you. They're willing to hear your situation and they speak into it and they'll give you good advice. Models? Well, they have to be dead. You usually have to read about their lives. And models are necessary because motivators and mentors can actually steer you wrong. It is safe to imitate a model because you know that that person ran their race faithfully all the way to the end. And that is what the Apostle James is challenging us to do, to look at models when he calls us to look back at the prophets. James writes in chapter 5, verse 7 through 11, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains? You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast." The Apostle James has been challenging us to be patient in the midst of trials because our Lord Jesus is returning. He's coming soon. And in verses 10 and 11, James gives us examples to imitate while we're here on earth, the prophets. He tells us to remember those in the Bible days who showed great patience in the midst of suffering. And who better to show us as examples than the prophets? Their faithfulness, despite horrific suffering and often oppression, showed the marks of their true character. I think of Jeremiah, who was thrown into the bottom of a well to die. Or how about Hosea, who was called by God to marry a woman who would cheat on him? Think about Ezekiel and the pain he went through with the death of his wife. Yet all these men were truly blessed. And you may say, wait a minute, Joel, how can you say these men were blessed? Well, in the first place, because James just did. Verse 11, "Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast." And James has good reason to say this because his half-brother Jesus said the same thing. In Luke 6, 22 and 23, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets." Jesus says that these disciples who are persecuted on the account of the Son of Man, on his account, they are blessed. And like James, Jesus says, "Look back at the prophets who remain steadfast. There is great reward in heaven for those who remain faithful to the end." Now that sounds both great and awful at the same time. But friend, let me ask you a question. How much do you want to know Jesus? I mean, really. How much do you and I really want to know Jesus? Friend, here's the big point. We all want glory, right? And none of us want suffering, do we? But if we only get the glory, the reward, and not the suffering, then we will never truly know Jesus. I mean, how can you? Jesus went to the cross and suffered for you before entering glory. And you won't truly know Jesus if you only halfway participate. I mean, think about it. What kind of friend really knows you if they don't stick with you in the tough times? And Jesus, well, he wants you to stick with him. That's what James is saying, so you can truly know him. And Jesus also wants you to attain that crown of life promised to those who love him, Remember what James said back in James chapter 1, verse 12? Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. And that is why it is good to look back at models whose final chapters ended well. Models can help us to learn to be patient in suffering. And they can also encourage us, because while they finish their race well, they're actually more like us than they're different. I mean, we see in Abraham's life, Moses' life, Simon Peter's life, that actually impatience was the reason for many of their failures, and also many of ours. So I hope that you're motivated to look to those who have gone before so that you can patiently endure whatever the Lord sets before you, and particularly that you might come to know the Lord Jesus on a deeper level. Remember who you are and who you belong to.